Today's episode is dedicated to Peace Out listeners Caden, who is 6, and Ethan, who is 3. Hi, Caden and Ethan. Caden and Ethan love superheroes, and today we are going to be talking about something that superheroes do. I wonder if you can figure out what it is.
Peace out.
Hello, this is Peace Out, stories for calming down and relaxation. I'm Chanel. Last time, we traveled into space and visited a black hole. Even the fastest thing in the universe can't escape a black hole, and that's light. But here on Earth, light can actually drive the darkness away. Like when the sun rises, or when you flip the light switch on in a dark room, or when you turn on a flashlight and turn it towards a dark corner. The darkness instantly disappears from wherever the light is, right? Well, today we're going to talk about light and dark as we breathe and relax. Before we do, today we have Raina, who is 10 years old and from Wisconsin, sharing where her safe space is.
Hi, I'm Raina, and I'm from Kenosha, Wisconsin, and I'm 10 years old. And my safe spot is when I'm around animals. My happy spot is when I'm at the beach, and my calm spot is in bed listening to Peace Out. Thanks for all your help. Bye.
Wow, thank you so much, Raina. Animals, the beach, and cozied up in bed are all great things. And I'm so glad that you have 3 places that you can go to feel calm, happy, and safe. Thanks so much for listening to Peace Out, Raina. Okay, let's begin. Decide if you'd like to sit or lie down. If you're sitting, sit in a comfortable position. If you're lying down, shift around and get comfortable. If you'd like now, close your eyes. If you want to keep them open, that's okay too. At Peace Out, we're about relaxing. So that means doing things in the ways that we find the most comfortable. And that will look different for everyone. So if you're listening along with your class or at home with your brother or sister, don't worry about what they're doing. Let's give ourselves permission to focus on ourselves for this relaxation story. I'm officially giving you permission to forget about everything around you and just focus on you. How your body is feeling, where your mind is, and how you're breathing. Just notice how you're feeling and breathing right now. And however that is, that's fine. Now let's take a deep breath in and let it out. Take another deep breath in, fill up your belly, and now let it out. Your belly is deflating. One more breath in, belly is growing, and another breath out, belly is going down. Let's try something different for the calm down countdown today. I'll still count down from 10. And when you hear a number, take a big breath in through your nose. Then pretend that you have a straw in between your lips and blow out all the air that you have through that straw. Let's try it right now. Breathe in through your nose. And now blow out all the air through the straw. Great. Now I'll start counting down. When you hear a number, breathe in, and then blow out all the air through the straw. When you hear a number, breathe in, and then blow out all the air through that straw. Ready? 10. 9. 8. 7 6 5 4 3 2 1 Let's pay attention to our bodies and brains again. How do they feel now? How is your breathing sounding like now? No matter how dark it is at night here on Earth, there will always be a glow from the moon. The moon's light is actually light reflected from the sun. Isn't it amazing how the sun is so strong and so bright that it can make the moon seem like it's shining too? Stand up now. Let's pretend to be the moon. More specifically, we're going to be crescent moons. That's when the moon looks like a curved hook, or maybe even a fingernail. Stand up tall. Plant your feet firmly on the ground. And try to line up your feet so that they're right underneath your hips. Let your arms rest at your sides. We're going to raise our arms up high until our palms touch. Ready? Take a deep breath in now and raise up your arms and touch your palms together. Now point your fingertips up towards the sky. That's the tip of your crescent moon. If your shoulders are close to your ears, let them drop down, but keep your arms up. But wait, our moon isn't curved yet. So what we're going to do now is start to lean towards one side, whichever side you want. Start leaning now, but keep your arms up and your legs planted and steady. Now come back up to center. Let's try being crescent moons on the other side now. Start bending to the other side. Keep facing forwards and your legs steady and strong. And come back up. Okay, give your arms a shake if you need to, and then bring them back up with your palms touching. Ready to do it again? This time, we're going to move with our breathing. Take a nice deep breath in now, and as you breathe out, lean to one side. Now breathe in as you come back up to center, and breathe out as you lean to the other side. Breathe in and come back up. Lean to the other side and breathe out. Breathe in and come back up. Breathe out and lean to the other side. Breathe in and come back up to center. Keep going and try to do two more breaths on your own now. Well done. You deserve a rest after that. Let's lie down on the ground now. Close your eyes if you'd like. Make any adjustments to make sure you're super comfy. Imagine that you're looking up at a dark night sky. There's a beautiful crescent moon up there, but no stars. Let's do something about that. Keep your arms at your sides and put your knees up. Pretend that right in front of your feet is a pan of glow-in-the-dark paint. Dip your feet into the pan now. Now, lift up your legs up high in the air, your feet pointed to the sky. You can leave your hands to your sides or put them behind your lower back to support yourself if that's helpful. Okay, start painting stars in the skies with your toes. Yep, that's it. Dot, dot, dot. Look at all those glowing stars up there now. Oh, there's a blank space there. Can you get it? Remember to dip your feet back into the paint pan if you need more glow-in-the-dark paint. Maybe use your whole foot to add a swoosh. It's a shooting star. Okay, one last time. Dip your feet in the paint, and let's see if you can fill up the entire night sky with stars. Go, go, go! Done! You can put your feet back down now. Use your imagination and imagine the night sky now. Look at the glowing stars, shooting stars. Is that a comet over there? Lift your legs up one more time and your arms and shake them all around. And now rest them on the ground. Close your eyes. Put one hand over your heart and the other hand on your belly. Breathe in and let your belly rise up. And breathe out and feel your belly sink down. Breathe in, belly rising. Breathe out, belly falling. Keep breathing like this. The moon gives off light in the night. The stars are glowing in the sky. Even when it's dark, there will always be light. Sometimes when people think or say or do dark things, we need to be brave enough to be the light that will take away that darkness. I've been feeling like there are a lot of people in this world, people with power, who are making bad choices that will hurt others, especially hurting others who actually need our support. But what can I do? What can we do when it feels like the darkness is bigger and more powerful? How can we be like the light that takes away the darkness? Your voice can be the light. If someone is being unkind to you, you can tell them, in a firm voice, stop. Your actions can be the light. You can choose to walk away when someone is being mean. You can be the light when you see someone making fun of someone else. If you don't feel like you can go up to them and tell them to stop, how about just walking up and turning to the other person who is being made fun of and just asking them to come with you to play, just to get them away? I'm trying to remember to do this too, and sometimes it's not easy, especially if the person we're standing up to is a friend or someone who has power over us. But even the smallest flashlight is stronger than darkness, because once you turn it on, the darkness in its path is gone. So keep shining, especially when things feel dark or when someone is saying dark things. Remember that your voice or your actions, even if it's walking away, can be a bright light that can take away some of that darkness. And if we all do this, slowly, together, the world will be a brighter place. I believe this. Do you? Until next time, peace out and peace within. Peace Out was created by Chanel Sang and produced by the wonderful Rob Griffiths at Bedtime FM. Today I played an instrument while we painted stars with our feet. It's called a finger piano. This one was made in Burkina Faso in West Africa out of a recycled tomato tin. I'll post a photo of it on our Twitter and Instagram if you'd like to see what it looks like. Our Twitter is at Peace Out Podcast, and Instagram is at Peace Out Stories. Thanks for listening.